The Little Orphan Girl, written by Sandy Taylor and read by Aoife McMahon. Part 1. 1901. Ireland. The workhouse gates clanged shut behind us as me and the mammy walked down the hill towards the town. I was 6 years old, and I had lived in the union workhouse my whole life. I was leaving the only home I had ever known. "Don't look back," said the mammy. She was holding my hand so tightly that it hurt. I tried to pull away, but she yanked me back so hard that I nearly fell over. I'd never met this woman before, and I felt a bit frightened of her. How could I have a mammy? I was an orphan. At least, that's what I'd been told. She didn't look at me. Not once. We got to a cottage where a woman was sitting on her doorstep eating potatoes out of a bowl. She stood up as we came near.
"Well, if it isn't Myra Ryan," she said, folding her arms over her dirty apron.
"I'll thank you to step out of my way, Bridget McCartney," said Mammy. The woman ignored her.
"And is this the child?" she said, looking down at me.
Mammy glared at her. "And what business is it of yours who she is?" The woman knelt down in front of me. She smelt bad, like Mr. Dunn who cleaned the drains.
"Would you like a potato, child?" she said, holding one out towards me.
I liked potatoes and I was hungry. I nodded and took it from her. "She doesn't want anything of yours," said Mammy, knocking the potato out of my hand. The woman stood up.
"The workhouse hasn't changed you, has it, Myra Ryan? You're still the same mean-spirited cow you were when you went in. All I can say is God help this poor fatherless child."
Mammy didn't say a word. She just stared at Mrs. McCartney until she started to go red in the face.
"You think you're better than us, don't you?" said the woman. "Well, you're not. You ran these streets with your bare arse hanging out of your drawers the same as the rest of us. At least I was properly married in the sight of God before I let my man take liberties."
"And he's been taking liberties with every other woman in the town ever since," said Mammy. Then she kicked the bowl of potatoes so hard that they all rolled down the hill. "The exercise will do you good," said Mammy, walking away.
"And if you think that this town will welcome you home, Myra Ryan, you're sadly mistaken," shouted the woman.
Mammy lifted her bundle up over her shoulder. "And you really think I care whether this godforsaken town welcomes me back or not? I'd rather be welcomed by Satan himself," she yelled back. The mammy was getting cross again, so I kept silent.